This is Dr. Zawedik doing a follow-up consultation on Stephanie, S-T-E-F-A-N-I-E, Horton, H-O-R-T-E-N. Patient seen for Dr. Fazio and for Amy Dengelmayer, D-A-N-G-E-L-M-A-Y-R, F-N-P-C. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for your referral. This is 40-year-old female who comes here for follow-up today. She has some weakness for last few days and some shortness of breath on exertion. The patient has history of anemia all her life. She had a simple hysterectomy in 2008. Thereafter, she used to donate blood regularly until she stopped 2 years ago. Her past medical history also includes history of gastric sleeve surgery in 2016, following which she lost 150 pounds. She had cholecystectomy in 2017, and she has a history of 2 C-section. Patient also had a cardiac arrhythmia and hence ablation. New paragraph. Physical exam. She is a very pleasant 40-year-old female, 5'7" tall, weighing 178. She is normocephalic, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative, neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. Her recent CBC from 6:30 shows hemoglobin of 12.7, RDW of 15.1. Her ferritin was low at 10. Her iron was low at 32. Saturation was 7%. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1. Iron deficiency anemia. Diagnosis 2, history of bariatric surgery. Diagnosis 3, recent weakness and shortness of breath. New paragraph recommendations. We'll go ahead and give her intravenous iron, infed 1 gram over a couple hours, and upon completion, we'll disconnect the IV. We will see her in follow-up whenever her hemoglobin or iron drops. Thank you again. This is a follow-up on Stephanie Horton. Copy of this may be sent to Amy Dengelmayer, FNPC, in Munster, Texas, and Dr. Fazio. Thank you.